This DVD presentation serves to give you a look at three aspects to your MediBodyPack program that you will be implementing as a part of your treatment. Number one, how to prepare the mixtures. And number two, how to apply the mixtures. And finally, number three, how to end the treatment. This sequence is totally explained in your written material, which has been provided to you, and I will not give you more or new information which you do not already have in your material. But let's get started with this treatment. It is critical to your health, and we must have the energy uninterrupted to the various organs and glands of your body to really allow for the full revitalization of the resonant frequency nutrients that you're going to be taking as a part of this recuperative program. So let's get started and with step number one, and that is how to prepare the mixture. As your directions will imply or indicate, you will be using 2 tablespoons of the MediBodyPack powder. So we're going to take 2 tablespoons and make sure that you measure it accordingly to the proper amount. We're going to use 2 tablespoons and use a wooden or plastic device rather than metal. Do not use any kind of metal to come in contact with these powders or fluids. So for every 2 tablespoons, then you're going to take 1 tablespoon or 1 hydrochloric betaine, HCl betaine, and open that up and just pour that right into this powder. So now if I want to go ahead and for purposes of explanation and put 2 more tablespoons in here, then that means I'm going to have to use another capsule. So let's go ahead and do that right now because I know that we're going to be needing enough to do several different body parts. So it really depends on how much you're going to have to do. Once I've done that, then for every 2 tablespoons of, for every 2 tablespoons of the powder, I will apply 4 to 5 teaspoons of, and make sure that you use either a plastic or a non-metal measuring device, but I'm going to use about I'm going to use about 4 to 5 teaspoons of this material, and you'll see now per 2 tablespoons of the powder. That's number 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So let's just see whether that's going to be enough liquid, because you will not add any water. When you make your mud, always use the designated fluid that you have to use, whether it be HCl or whether it be heavy metal nano or some other type of special fluid that you've been designated on your directions. Now you can see I've got not a real clay material, but it's not real runny, and so it looks pretty good, and so that's probably a good consistency. So that concludes the preparation of step number one, the preparation of the mixtures. And that's the look of it. Okay, now we're at step number two, applying the mixture. We're always going to do feet first and hands. Remember, always the feet first, and sometime you'll be designated to 1 foot or both feet. Most cases they'll be doing two feet simultaneously. So let's just, for purposes of example, show you 1 foot and 1 hand. Okay, so we start with the feet first. Always remember the feet first. We're going to take some of this liquid and put that right on the toes, and be sure that you do the top side and right between the toes and even the underside of the foot. And you rub this all on the material, on the skin, and firmly rub it in real good. And be sure that you get all surfaces, even between the toes. Don't be afraid to rub it firmly to get all surfaces. And then be sure to do it all the way underneath, in the back of the ankle, all the way around. Okay, so that takes care of 1 foot, and then you'll do the other the same way. Now let's show what happens when we do a hand. And be sure and use a towel that you don't mind getting stained, because it could end up getting thrown away even after it's been washed. Okay, you can see what I'm doing. I'm not just lathering it on, I'm rubbing it in nice and firmly. And that ensures that we're drawing out the toxins and poisonings and opening up these download field, energy fields that are very important to be able to get rid of the toxins and poisons in the body. If you turn your wrist, see all surfaces are being covered, and we just rub that in real good. So it doesn't have to be lathered on and made real thick. Because as you're doing this, and it's wet and moist like this, then it's sucking the poisons. And then just after you're done with both hands and both feet, if that's what you're designated to do, then just be sure and that you remain in that position with that on, and it will start to dry, but just keep it on your hands and feet for about 5 minutes, then you can wash it off. And then, of course, after you've done your hands and feet, then if you look at your directions, you will then have to go to another section of the body if you have other interference fields. In this case, you can see a scar. And maybe on you, that represents an interference field, so you have to take that section and just massage that real good. And just really rub that in real good, just for a couple seconds, and then you're done. And then again, you just wait 5 minutes. Once you've done your hands and feet, then you wait 5 minutes, go in and wash them off. Best to do that because we don't want you standing and trying to balance yourself when you do your hands and your feet. It's best to sit down when you do this. Then you can go to your other body parts that show up on your chart that you'll need to do as well. And please follow your directions on the guide. Okay, I'm going to show you a part of that step number two when you move on to doing other interference fields. In this case, I'm going to show you probably the most difficult part, which is doing the head. Most everybody has had head trauma and it's had a significant effect on affecting the motherboard computer that disturbs electricity and energy flow into the different various organs through a reflex system within the body's nervous system. So, just to clarify, I want to show you when you do a head field what you're going to do. When you make that mud and you do as you would on your hands and your feet, be sure that you rub and get the hair wet first. The best place to do this is in the shower, but get the hair wet, then dab it so it's not dry but just still damp. And then start at the forehead area and from the eyebrows do up to the hairline. And then if you'll turn, what you're going to do is stay at this level, go right behind the ear, right down to the hairline back here, and stay at this point all across the back of the head. Keep turning, if you will. So we're going to keep coming around, keep turning all the way around, see what we're going to do. This whole area is all going to be covered with Medi Body Pack. And the best way to do this, is once you get the hair wet, is just to lift the hair a little bit like this and take some of that mud and just rub it into the scalp. Take some more mud and put it into the scalp. Take some more mud, put it in the scalp. Obviously, it's going to make a mess of your hair, but you only have to do this 4 to 6 times, and it's done. And that way, when you come back for your quick check, it'll all be open, and we'll be able to go to the next phase of treatment to begin to reach that outrageous health that we want. Okay. Now we're going to do the third and final step of your Medi Body Pack procedure. Once you're completed with washing off, you've done your shower, you've washed off all the interference fields, your hands and feet, you're ready to do your Medi Body soak and bath, which is taking a half a cup of soak and a half a cup of bath, Medi Body bath, and put it into equivalent of 1 cup. Once we've got this mixed, then we put that in there with 12 cups of water, nice pure water, preferably reverse osmosis or distilled water, because we don't want to use tap water because of its own impurities, and we're using this to develop a detoxification process. So once you put that in either some warm or hot pure water, then you go ahead and put your feet inside there, okay? And then you start the clock at 10 to 20 minutes. Now, if you really want to get more effect, then you want to go beyond the 10 minutes and up to 20 minutes, because the more you do this, up to 20 minutes, the more that you will pull out the toxins from your body. Keep in mind that everybody's a little bit different with the amount of toxicities in their body. And so therefore, if you feel that afterwards, later in the day or the next morning or the next day, that flu-like symptoms, or you notice headaches or fatigue or tiredness, feel free to do another extra soak like this, using a half of a cup of soak and a half of a cup of bath. Put it in 12 cups of nice pure water, warm or hot, and soak again, because every time you do this, you're going to be pulling out the poisons and toxins in your body and putting electrolytes back in again. So this is a great way to be able to really get the poisons out of your body now that you've done the Medi Body powder pack treatment to open up these download points in your body. So after you're all done with this procedure, 10 to 20 minutes, preferably close to 20 minutes, then get dressed, go outside, and face east for about 5 minutes. This will use the Earth's north-south polarity influence to open up the energy field flow. It's not based on solar or sun rays, so it may be done after dusk. However, the ideal time is before 7 p.m., and that's because of our own body's circadian rhythm. So do not, however, prevent this from staying on schedule to complete the plan so that you can continue on your next level or phase. This does take a few minutes, but be sure that when you go outside for that five minutes that you just walk around and face east. And again, that's because of the need to get the proper polarity effect on these opened energy fields. We would like to remind you to please call the office if you have any questions. And I want to welcome you to your journey to outrageous health. Well, as you can see, it's a fairly easy process. Once you have conducted this procedure one time, you're an expert. The next 4 to 5 trips that you make, preferably doing this 2 to 3 times a week, you'll be done. You'll come back in and do your quick check. And if everything's all clear, we go on to the next phase. And so this is essential. If you took the nutrients but you didn't do this treatment and you needed to do it, it would have a definite deterrent to the body's ability to get the nutrients into your system to have that full effect for rehabilitation and recovery. We believe that the body has a tremendously powerful recuperative ability to heal. I know that myself, having had cancer. I know of other people having been treated with cancer conditions and neurodegenerative problems, severe problems. If you stick with this program, I believe that you can have outrageous health. So be sure to do this process. It's extremely important. And again, if you have any questions, call us. Myself, my staff are here to help you. And if we don't get on the phone to help you right at the very moment that you call, then certainly we'll take your phone number, we'll call you back that day. So welcome to your journey to good health, and may God richly bless you. Thank you.